So just to reiterate, Cole, the rules of our fantasy football league are what? Tell me.
No scum players.
Right, okay. Well, why on that case, people with Cazorla and Monreal, I mean, my goodness.
I know. Look, I'm going to get it sorted. I haven't got rid of a few guys, but I've been flat out there being away on things, so I'll get it sorted this week. But
yes,
anybody listening, you've got to get rid. Now, to be fair, Steve, there's a couple of them are my mates who I invited into the league. Yeah. Aren't Spurs fans and probably don't listen to the show, don't know the rules, but I'll send them a little message.
I can understand that, but why would you want to put an Arsenal player? I know some other podcasters happily put Arsenal players in their side. Not proper Spurs fans, if you ask me.
Hey, this is Adam Richman from Food Network UK, and you are feasting your ears on the Hotspur podcast. Come on, you Spurs.
Yeah, well, welcome to a brand new Hotspurs podcast. It is Tuesday, September the 22nd, 2015. I'm Steve. We've got Colin in Northern Ireland. How are you doing, Cole?
Yes, I'm doing good, mate. Good this week, anyhow. We've got some points on the board.
Three wins on the trot.
Yeah, clean sheets all round.
Lamella's playing well.
Yeah. I'm going to talk about him tonight.
that's the pod. Right, okay. So, let's go back very quickly. We did Sunderland. We haven't had a pod since then. Very, very boring game. But, you know, a decent win away. You know, easily forgotten. But you got 3 points. That's fine. Number of times we've seen other sides do that. And then we got the Carabag, which was a game I was actually quite looking forward to. Which was first time in years and years. Looking forward to a Europa game, you know. Sort of was like, yeah, here we go. Let's got a few players I wanted to see. I thought apart from the result, which was half a decent result, I suppose in the end 3-1. It was quite dreadful to watch, though, Carl.
Yeah,
I'm a bit biased, but not even midway, 20 minutes to go, I was like, oh, dearie me. Can we just finish it now? Because this is really, you know.
Yeah. I think we've got a couple of bigger teams coming up, Anderlecht and Monaco and things, which will obviously hopefully get the taste buds going and probably keep a wee bit more interest in it. But no, you're right. But look, it was an important game to, you know, get a result and a few guys, the likes of Son, you know, played again, and the likes of Clinton and Jai played as well. So, you know, that was good to see. But you know, it was good to get out of the way, and then obviously the big game was, you know, Crystal Palace, you know, on Sunday.
Yeah, we'll get into individual players later on. But what are your thoughts then generally on the Palace game?
Yeah, look, I was delighted with it, Steve, because I'll be completely honest. I was really worried about that game because look, Palace have started very, very well. They've made some great signings, big, strong physical side, and just had that little doubt, you know, is it going to be one of those games? But look, to be fair, from start to finish, I thought Spurs played really, really well. Rode a wee bit of luck, you know, a couple of times, you know, hitting the post. Lloris made a world-class save as well. But I thought we looked comfortable, we looked strong at the back. And you know, my biggest thing, Steve, I actually enjoyed the game. I actually really enjoyed it for a first time in a long time. And obviously, you know, we'll talk about players in this, but my biggest pleasure of watching it was that I enjoyed it, and you know, when we scored the goal, I bounced off my seat, and you know, it was back to those days of, you know, running up to the TV screen, you know, and shaking my fists at, you know, at the TV, and it was brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
But you know, I think there was a couple of guys that made that big difference, and you know, probably the first guy we should talk about is Son.
Yeah.
And you know, what a difference. Just, I know he's only started and we don't want to jump on the bandwagon, but you know, he just seemed to give us, obviously you were at the game live, you'll be able to talk about it better. He seemed to give us a bit of energy, a bit of pace, and just a bit of excitement. Every time he got the ball, he looked like he could maybe have a shot or set one up. And I think that made a big, big difference, you know, to the team. And obviously the crowd as well, you know, seeing these guys for the first time live, Just all round, Steve, I thought everybody was steady, but you know, there was three, four, five guys that really stood out, and we'll go through them. You know, for me, Son, I actually give Lamella in the house man of the match. I knew Son would get it, but I thought Lamella was man of the match for me. I thought Dele Alli looked outstanding. You know, for Togan and Toby at the back, very, very strong as well. All round the pitch, Steve. The only player really disappointed me a wee bit was Chadley. I thought he just had one of those Chadley games. But everybody, you know, even Ben, you know, even if you give Ben Davies a lot of credit, he had a real good, strong game as well. So, no, super performance, brilliant win, you know, against a tough team who I think will be up there fighting, you know, for the top seven this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny, if we start from the back, obviously, Lloris, you know, again, outstanding performance, you know, it's a couple of fantastic saves. And I'd like him, you know, I think he leads by example, yeah, apart from when he sometimes makes those, you know, he can't kick it for Toffee. So he's got to learn to distribute it, you know, the way that he can. I was actually watching before the game in the warm-up. Vorm can ping a ball. And they were sort of kicking it to the goalkeeping coach on halfway line from the ground. And Vorm was like, you know, every single one, bang, 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 you know, a bit of backspin in it, you know, proper, like a footballer kicking it, whereas Lloris just can't kick it at all. It was going left, right. So, you know, he's a goalkeeper. You know what I mean? He's not yeah. a footballer. So, but, you know, he got to play to his strengths, obviously. So you got that. He's playing well. Davis, obviously, played well. I think he might have got a little bit of confidence from Danny Rose's performance against Qarabağ because, you know... Danny Rose and Trippier, for that matter, are actually my probably first choice fullbacks. But they both looked really, really, you know, out of sorts, didn't they, against Qarabağ? I mean, you know, obviously Trippier, I'm comparing him to you know, pre-season and to those games he played for Burnley. But you know, they weren't that great. So possibly the two fullbacks thought, we can sort of relax a little bit here. We're not going to be crucified and swapped immediately as soon as we make a mistake. And Walker as well, you know, probably had the best game I've seen him play for a couple of years. Didn't go forward too much because, you know, obviously he's been caught out a little bit, especially when he plays with Lamella. And only gave the ball away a couple of times. You know, he's still inclined to do that. You know, make you go, Walker, what are you doing, sort of thing. And you know, like we said a few weeks ago, Toby and you know, Jan's got his mate alongside him. So cheer up, Jan. And he has, hasn't he? He's been a lot. But I love it when he comes forward. You know, what a good football player Jan Vertonghen is. You know, when he gets the ball,
he is when he wants it.
Yeah, and he gallops forward and he takes players on and then. You know, I really like seeing that. I think that's something that he should do more often, because you've got Dyer who can easily slip in. I mean, Dyer just doesn't go over the halfway line apart from for corners, so he's perfectly fine to slip in if Jan Vertonghen wants to go forward. You know, Dyer, who said it a few weeks ago when all the other podcasts were saying, Dyer, there's no way he's a central defensive midfielder, and I said to you, Carl, I said, can we give it a few weeks before we make a decision? And there you go. Right again, Cole, wasn't I?
You taking credit for that?
I am, 100%. All the other pods said, no, he's not. You know, like all this, you know, conclusively after one game. No, definitely not. Anyone can see that. Well, I couldn't see
it. He was very good,
a few games. And alongside him, obviously, Dele Alli, who Bryce said he has asked on Twitter whether he thinks he should play for England. You know, I'm again, about this jumping on bandwagons. Ian, do you remember Aston Villa? Ian Hendry, was it? Who about 10, 15 years ago, and they all called him the new Gazza. Because
John Hendry?
Was it John?
It might have been, I'm not sure.
Anyway, the guy looked a bit like Pob. And he had like half a season for Aston Villa and was brilliant. and then played for England a couple of times, and then just absolutely, you know, lost it. I don't think, you know, Dele Alli, that particularly could happen, but, you know, you need to give him a few games just to see.
You need to let him settle in.
Yeah, I mean, lovely. I mean, I support England. I like England now after about 10, 15 years of just, you know, couldn't stand it. But I think it was the day John Terry retired that I decided that I quite liked England again, and that horrible thing
isn't
on the side anymore. So I quite like the England players again, which is nice.
About Dele Alli, just as you get to him, you know, he looks a player, Steve, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And, obviously on TV, he looks like quite a big lad. I think he's a big tall, he's over 6 foot, this guy. And he just oozes confidence. And, yeah, look, he had a couple of wee mistakes. He's going to do that as a young kid. But there was something exciting about him as well, isn't there? Mm. And he gets himself up in that box. He had the shot, you know, towards the end, which he maybe could have scored to Eriksen. But, you know, a wee bit of confidence there that he showed, you know, that he's going to have a crack at goal for us. And, again, many times have we said, that's what we want to see our midfielders doing. But, you know, he was immense for us, because the whole talk before the game on TV was that he was going to have to play that defensive midfield role, you know, beside there. But, you know, he got forward an awful lot in the game and supported, you know, the strikers. And I just think he's fantastic. I love that the fans have, songs about him already.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that must be giving the young lad massive confidence, because I personally thought the guy might just get into the squad at this time of the year. But look, he's got in there, he's took it, and, you know, he's one of the first names in the team sheet at the minute.
Yeah, we just want to see consistency from him, which he's shown so far in the three or four games he's played.
Yeah.
You know, he's been a very, very top level, being involved. You know, we don't want him to shy away. We don't want him to start, you know, doing something really clever and then not see him for another 20 minutes. So, you know, it's like when Huddleston first came on the scene, everyone's raving about him. You know, I was. And quite frankly, we were all let down, weren't we? Because he started pinging balls around and then, you know, sort of like a bullfighter, sort of accepting the roses and bowing to the crowd. It's like, no, wait, mate, there's 75 minutes left of the game. You know, yes, it was a brilliant pass, but you've got to keep going.
Yeah.
You know, he's miles better than Jermaine Jenner, so I don't quite get the comparison with him.
He looks a bit like him, you know, it's sort of his build and that sort of a look. But no, yeah. I know what you mean there.
But facially, Jenner was gormless. You know, he was gormless looking, wasn't he? Whereas this guy looks more like angry, like a Jake Livermore.
Yeah, I think it's sort of the build off them. You know, they do look very similar now, to be honest, when you're watching them on TV, the way he runs.
Not facially, though, Carl. You've got to look at their faces.
No, I never look at their faces. I only look at their backsides.
Yeah. And then we got Son, obviously, very exciting. You know, with someone like Son, you just go, yeah. You know, you see, I know the clips on YouTube and whatever, but I just like his quick feet. You know, he's got these quick...
Energy.
Quick feet and energy, and you just think with someone like this, he's got a little bit of fight about him in terms of wants to do really well, you know, wants to make his country proud, that sort of thing, you know?
Yeah, definitely. You know, he's going to...
The world.
This guy could become a legend, Steve, for us, because I think it's the kind of player we've been crying out for. I'll be honest, I'd never heard of the guy before we signed him. Then a few guys that I know who would watch a lot of German football sort of said to me, oh, you've signed a good player there. You know, he's a real good one.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just like, as you say, you know, you find it with those sort of South Korean guys and, you know, the Chinese boys, they're all about energy. They're super, super fit. Mm. But this boy looks strong as well. You know, he's powerful legs on him. And that run, remember, he done in the first half was superb. Yeah. He actually should have been given the ball on. I think it was maybe from Ali. Or maybe it was Harry Kane. But, you know, he looks exciting. He looks like he wants to score a goal. And what a finish, Steve.
Yeah.
You know, on his left foot, you know, it was superb. Look, I'm delighted, because I think we said on our last show, you know, let's wait and see what these new guys are like. And we were sort of all keeping our fingers crossed that they're going to make us look different and give us something different. And look, they certainly did. We've still got Clinton and Jai. We've only seen two small clips of him.
Yeah.
But he looks pacey, you know. I think we'll talk about Arsenal soon. He'll probably get hopefully you know, a full game tomorrow night against them.
Yeah, I'd rather see Townsend, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, I think Njai can play on the other side as well. So yeah, I think the guy needs a run. You know, we need to see him. You know?
I don't know. It's Arsenal. I want to see Townsend and Son, Eriksen in the middle with Kane up front, and then behind them Dyer and Ali.
Yeah.
You know, with a strong back four. I don't mind changing the fullbacks, but I definitely want to keep the central two. If, you know, if Fazio plays tomorrow, you know, yeah, I'm not going to be happy. Wimmer, possibly, because he looked half decent against Carabao. I can't really remember him playing that much, but, you know, I want to see that a proper side against Arsenal. It's a huge game for Spurs.
It is.
You know, no matter what you say. And Arsenal fans, you know, they'll say it doesn't mean anything. But, of course, if they score, you watch them, they'll go absolutely crazy tomorrow, you know, if they score a goal. So don't listen to any of that rubbish.
Massive game. But, say, we'll get on to that in a minute, Steve. Finish off, sorry, just about other, like, we've got to talk about Lamella.
Yeah, we can talk about Lamella if you want. No problem. Yeah,
Personally, Steve, for me, I thought it was his best game.
Yeah.
In a Spurs shirt. He was man of the match for me. We've given the guy, look, as everybody knows, I've supported him, tried, like, this guy is going to come, he's going to come. And then we've started to lose the will with him. But, you know, he played quite well in the Europa League game. Some of his touches are, he seems when he controls the ball, it seems to go 6 yards in front of him. But he scored a good goal. But on Sunday, I just thought that's what he's about. I think he's got more to his game about scoring goals and maybe better deliveries off the ball. He seems to hang on to it and sort of, when he could maybe just get that quicker ball away or that great cross into the box. But look, he was immense. He tackled back. He controlled the ball well. You know, what he done for the goal was superb. Great tackle. Set the ball to Eriksen, you know, the lead for our goal. I just thought all over, and I was delighted for the kid as well, to be honest with you. And he got a great, you know, round of applause from the supporters, which hopefully will bring him on. And let's just hope maybe we're going to see a few signs of it. But it wouldn't surprise me if he has another couple of dodgy games as well. But it was good to see, Steve. Really.
Yeah,
was.
Well, I think he, you know, he did this last year, didn't he? He sort of, if I remember rightly, I might be wrong here, but he started pretty poorly. When we thought, go on, Lamella, this is your season. And then he started pretty poorly, and then he got really, really bad. And then we left him out for a couple of games, and he came back and he sort of built, played, obviously, man of the match against, was it Burnley, where he got the goal,
held
it in. And then everyone was sort of raving about him, and then he completely dipped again and was awful. And he sort of got worse and worse and worse and worse. And, you know, that when he came on, obviously, against, who was it, the other week, Stoke. He just gave the ball away, got booked, maybe went in for dodgy tackles. And, you know, he against Sunderland, I think he tracked back against the guy who was at Spurs, Cabal, who was on the wing. And he sort of dived in with a tackle, and it was like, you know, that's not how you do it, sort of thing. And so he still, you know, to me, looks a little bit like he needs to learn to play football a little bit better. But saying that, he's much, much better. I mean, I was sitting there watching him on Sunday, and I was thinking, well, this is much, much better. And, you know, I just hope that he's someone that looks at that and goes, yeah, right, that's the sort of thing I've got to do. Play it easy when I can. Play the through pass, no problem. But the trouble with what he does is he beats somebody and then he loses it, and you know, his confidence seems to drain out of him. Actually, on one occasion in the first half, he gave it away and then he sort of thumped the floor so hard, you know, he was sort of looking at the sky, and you just think, right, okay, what are you going to do here? You're going to lose all your confidence, or you're going to think, no, give me the ball. I want to make amends for that, and he did the latter. Which I'm, you know, pleased that he did, you know, because obviously, you know, as a Spurs fan, you know, you're sick of sort of people asking you, aren't you? Oh, that Lamella, oh, he's a load of rubbish, isn't he? So as a Spurs fan, you just want to turn around and go, there you go, see?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, look, it's a start, and let's just keep our fingers crossed. You know, the young lad grows with a lot of confidence with it. But no, I was delighted to see it, delighted for him, you know. The only other position really we need to quickly mention it is Mr. Kane up front.
Yeah.
You know, and he just he just looks like he's lacking that wee bit of confidence. But look, for England, you know, he scored a couple of great goals for England. Look, he works hard, he puts himself about, and it's going to come, Steve. Someone asked me the other day, oh,
he was
what about Harry Kane?
Team.
You know, it's going to happen.
He played really, really well. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He wasn't, you know, he wasn't fluffing his lines. He wasn't, you know, I think he's missed a few recently where he should have scored. It was against Everton. He should have scored against the other week against Sunderland, was it? Where he should have controlled it or been a little bit more, I don't know, put his foot through or whatever. But, you know, he didn't fluff anything, although the header, you know, would have been nice to go in. But he played so well, particularly in the second half, tracking back, chasing back. You know, what it does, of course, is later on in games is where he makes like a run. You know, he's got two men on him because they think, you know, and it releases other players. You saw it last year with Eriksen getting a lot of goals and Chadli, of course, getting a lot of goals. And this year, it looks like Son, you know, could well reap the benefits. So, you know, it's kind of like, you know, you don't take a player like that out your side because he's got, like I've always talked about with your Adebayor a couple of seasons ago and with Ginola back in the day. You know, when George Graham used to bring Ginola off, what used to happen? The fullback and the right midfielder used to rub their hands together and go, "Well, that's our day done." Then, you know, they're bringing this other someone else on. Well, it doesn't matter to us because these are a load of rubbish. We can push on now. You know, whereas George Graham should have always kept him on the pitch because he was always a danger. So Harry, same with Harry Kane. So yeah, it's tough for the lad because he's not getting the goals, but he's such a danger. He's got such a presence on the pitch that you have him there, and then all the defenders are going, right, well, who's got Harry Kane? Have you got him? We need another one on him. And then all of a sudden, it releases the other guys to go and do the business.
Yeah, you're right. And look, his goals will come. You know, hopefully tomorrow night, and what a way that would be for him to start off his first goal of the season. And you know what? I can see it happening, Steve. I can see him. Oh. I can see him popping up with one or two tomorrow night. So, fingers crossed, but look, we've got no worries about Harry Kane. The goals will come, and quite confident. Remember, this guy didn't score his first goal or get his first game till what, the 12th of November last year.
The money flying around, Cole, if he would have scored, you know, in his first four games, with the money flying around from Man United, he'd probably be there. He'd probably be there if he'd have scored in those first few games. Do you know what I mean? They'd have put in a silly bid, like 100 million or something, you know, what they've played for these other guys. They'd have put a silly bid in, you know, one that you just cannot refuse, you know, some world record bid. And so you know, possibly blessing in disguise that he hasn't scored.
You know, to round it off, Steve, you know, massive positives, an enjoyable game. Everybody played really well. That's what we want to see. The only other thing I would like to see a wee bit more is give us another couple of goals so we can actually sit back and relax, because those last 5 or 6, 7 minutes were terrible.
Spurs for you. And people going on about, Cole, the fact that they hit the post twice. Mm-hmm. Actually, that wasn't through like a massive error from Spurs.
Yeah.
They were actually, you know, they were out wide, weren't they, both those shots?
Yeah.
And they were quite lucky, really, you know, cross shots that, you know, normally sort of go blazing over the bar or, you know, go miles wide or the goalkeeper. So they were actually brilliant shots from the Palace players, which one was a great save, and the other one was Kabay, who we know is a very good player. And Spurs... You know, you can't say, "Oh, I want entertaining football," without the other team having a few shots.
Yeah.
You know, sorry, but people who moan about, "Oh, I just want to see an entertaining game." Well, yes, if you want to see an entertaining game, you're going to have to see the other side have a few chances.
Yeah, I know. But look, it was great, Steve, and we're all on a high. Now the problem is we've now got Arsenal and Man City coming up, so... What's going to happen, mate? What's going to happen now? Are we going to be sitting here next week doing a pod going, oh?
Well, we don't want Chelsea or Arsenal doing very well in the league, do we?
No.
So on that logic, Man City beating us isn't too bad because it means they can go and go on, you know. And I don't particularly want Man United doing anything either because, you know, I don't think they deserve it with the money that they spent, and you know, yeah, that's a contradiction in terms for Man City. But
I'm going to sound really daft here. Is the game at White Hart Lane on Saturday?
Yeah. Yeah, right. It's on. Okay. It's 12:45.
Yes, I know it's the early.
And you know, but the, you know, the thing is, I mean, if we beat Arsenal, then you know, we go to Man City and we sort of go, you know, whatever. But if we lose to Arsenal, then it's a massive game because it's the bounce back thing, and we can't, you know. We might lose both, and if we do, we're kind of back to square one with, you know, where do we go from here? Obviously, we've got the Europa League, you know, and terrific that we beat Palace, and I predicted that we'd lose because of the Europa thing. Looking at facts and statistics, you know, so sue me. You know, we've got five more Europa games to go. You know, we beat Southampton last year after the Europa game. And that, you know, and everyone was going, see, Europa's fine. And then we were dreadful, I think, for the other one. So, you know, you have to assess it after all the Europa games just to see if, you know, it is a hindrance or it isn't. Yeah. And, you know, hopefully a little bit more excitement as well, because, you know, we've got these Monaco games and Anderlecht. Well, they're better opposition. I dearly hope that they're better games to watch.
Well, I think the good thing about that is, you know, we all know those teams, and there's a bit of history, obviously, with Anderlecht coming as well. So, you know, I think you'll see the crowd up and a bit more better atmosphere as well at those games. But, you know, talking about Arsenal, Steve, you know, obviously we want to see a strong team put out. And I believe that he will go out with a strong team, as you say, maybe a couple of changes, maybe the likes of Townsend or NJ coming into the team, maybe one change at the back. I personally wouldn't change it. I'd just go with the same team. I would maybe bring in the likes of Townsend as well. But, you know, we want to see that. Arsenal's going to be an interesting because they always put their kids out in these games. I believe they've got a couple of suspensions as well.
I believe they'll play a very strong side.
I don't, Steve. I think they'll be half and half.
Really?
I think Wenger will still go with that, you know, I'm here to blood these kids. I think you'll see at least five or six changes, and they'll keep in the likes of their, you know, their Ramseys and their Walcotts and, you know, the English sort of base guys. I think that's what you'll see. And I do reckon they'll go with a slightly weaker team. I don't think they'll see Czech play either in Nets. That's what I believe. But the be all and end all is it's a North London derby. I've sat and watched the, you know, the Birmingham Aston Villa game tonight, you know, Blood and Thunder supporters. You know, that's what it's going to be like at the Lane tomorrow night. And, you know, really looking forward to it. And just really hope that we go out, play the way we did on Saturday and, you know, get a couple of goals. But I'm quite confident getting into this game, Steve. I think that they'll be up for it. There's a bit of steel about us as well, you know, because even though we haven't had a great start this season, when you look, we've only really lost one game. And, you know, so, you know, it's not all doom
and
gloom.
And we were unlucky to lose that.
Yeah, very unlucky, you know, an own goal.
We were the better side, weren't we?
Yeah, definitely. So
be better.
You know, it's a massive game because of who it is. But, you know, I just hope we put a performance on.
Quick one while we're talking about Arsenal then. Mm-hmm. Did you watch the Chelsea-Arsenal game?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, I watched the match of the day.
It's funny, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. It was. And everybody's going on about cost of this and cost of that. I thought it was great.
Oh, it was hilarious. I mean, come on. We're Spurs fans. I know people don't like Chelsea
Chelsea as well.
Well, we hate Chelsea for their antics, you know, the all the different things. But our rivals are Arsenal. And when things happen to them, you just think of Wenger. I mean, what was the point of Wenger standing at half-time, just staring at the referee? You thought he was going to say something, and the referee walks past, he doesn't even say anything. You know, get in the dressing room and G up your players and tell them to, you know, do whatever. And that Gabriel was, you know, don't rise to it. You know, for goodness sake, when we play Chelsea in a few weeks, you know, Costa is a player that, you know, does whatever. He winds you up. I mean, they're talking about him as if he's the only player that's ever done it. You know, plenty of players have done it over the years where they wind each other up. I mean, and what amuses me the most is these Arsenal, we're whiter than white. You know, we would never do anything like that. You know, sorry, Martin Keown, Ray Parler, Tony Adams, Patrick Vieira. How many times did Patrick Vieira get sent off?
Yeah.
You know, and what's hilarious is the question they asked Martin Keown, of all people, would Diego Costa be good in your side? And he said no, because we don't like that sort of player at Arsenal, something like that. Sorry, who did you try and buy 2 seasons ago? You put a bid in for £40 million and £1. Oh yeah, Luis Suarez.
Yeah, that's right.
Luis Suarez it never looks to the referee. Never Luis Suarez. Never, you know, play acts and cheats and all the other things. You know, bites people and you know. Oh, but you want that sort of player in your side.
Yeah.
You don't want Diego Costa.
I know. No, look at it.
Sorry,
right.
You know, Diego Costa. Total, you know, animal. But you know, he was winding him up. He was doing different things. That quite rightly, the two of them should have got sent off. But quite funny that Gabriel's now had his red card rescinded. So yeah. That means that basically you can, if a player comes up behind you, does that mean you can stamp on their toe?
Yeah, that's how they actually flick his leg back.
Stamp on their toe. Yeah. Brilliant. Well done, FA. So you can now, anyone comes up behind
Costa's
you.
Costa's got a 3-game ban.
Has he? I didn't see that.
Yep, he's
but Gabriel, got a 3-game. So Gabriel stamps on his foot and he gets his red card rescinded. So no problem. So they're the rules then. So players behind you, you know, whoever it is, Harry Kane, go and stand in front of the central defender and stamp on his toe, because that's allowed now in the game, is it?
That's it. But I said that Costa's got the 3-game ban as well now. So. Yeah. You know, look, it's all fun games, and it's great that it's those two teams because.
I think that means Costa's back for the Spurs game, though.
Yeah, probably will be. So hopefully, we'll wind him up. I must admit, I was at Wembley last year and I watched that Costa boy live. I wanted to go on the pitch and thump him. So that, he is frustrating. So he is. Yeah. But, you know, look.
When it's against Arsenal, it's hilarious.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Never forget that. Spurs fans.
You know, we'll probably give them a wee bit of abuse about that there tomorrow night as well.
Yeah.
You know, but are you going to the game, Steve?
Yeah, I'm going. Yeah, Dan Jones. Yeah.
Happy day. So yeah. it'll be a big night. Yeah, no, excellent. Really looking forward to it. I've actually had the arrange to get Christopher taken to his training by his uncle.
Yeah.
Because I'm not missing this one tomorrow night, so I'll be in the house ready for it.
These games, you love them and you hate them, but you know, I think I'd rather be playing, you know, in this game rather than away at Preston or
one of these ones
that aren't on telly, and you have to, you know, you struggle to even find a radio station with it on.
Steve, before we chat about Man City and a few other things, what I'm going to do tonight, if it's okay, I'm just going to do a quick fantasy football.
Yeah,
because we haven't done it yet, and our good friend the whole way there in America, and she's going to shout at me if I don't start doing this.
Yeah,
Lisa Palente, and hopefully I get Lisa's surname right there. She sent me a couple of messages. What's going on with the fantasy football? Because she says, you know, she loves to hear it every week, and obviously she's usually in the top 10. Loves to hear her name read out.
All right.
Well, unfortunately for her, she's not in the top 10 at the minute. She's actually. I'm just trying to find her here. I've seen her earlier on. Where is she? I think she's just outside. Where is she there?
Anyway, do the others then.
Top 10 anyhow. It's Stuart Kernaghan, actually from Northern Ireland. Stuart's a massive Spurs fan.
Yeah.
So Stuart Kernaghan, Carla Brenner, John Berry, Michael Smith, Isha Jai, Glenn Robinson, Lee Wilson, Kirk Fotek. He's always in the top 10. My good mate, Stuart Connor, McGregor, Austin Olsen, and Zach Gaznola.
Yeah.
You are in 38th.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, but that I've got players. Oh.
It doesn't matter. And I'm in 26th. I'm above you as usual.
By the way, someone in that top 10, I think, has definitely got an Arsenal player in. So
yeah, there is.
When we finish this podcast, remove, please.
Yes. Well, I shall get it sorted. But a big shout out to Lisa as well. I know she's not in the top 10, but Lisa's a massive listener to the show. And I've friends with her on Facebook, and she's always pictures up of Spurs stuff and her young daughter and her Spurs kit. So it's brilliant to see the whole way from America. So Lisa, I will read it out every 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, no, good. Right, mate. Okay, then. Well, we've got Arsenal. Hopefully we get a win there. And then it's Man City, and then it's away to Monaco or Anderlecht first. Monaco. And then away to someone after that.
Not sure.
On telly. Swansea?
Could be. I'm not 100% sure, to be honest.
And then Liverpool at home.
Yeah.
And then there's another break.
Yeah.
And this time, I think we'll need it.
Yeah, I think we might. You know, some big, big games coming up. But let's say City this weekend, look, no bones about it, Steve. This is going to be a tough game.
Yeah.
I actually was watching their game against West Ham, and I was actually praying that they actually equalised or won that match. Because I know it's always great to see the bigger teams lose, but I just went, no, come on. Now, they've won tonight comfortably against Sunderland in the League Cup, but I just went, no, I do not want Man City coming to White Hart Lane after a league defeat.
Yeah.
Because Mr. Aguero, and I laughed about it as well, he had an absolute stinker against West Ham, the worst I've ever seen
him. That's all I've got. I've got Aguero and Kane in my fantasy team. So.
Yeah, well, I guarantee you, Aguero always does the business against us. He is, I would say, the top player in the league. I think he's fantastic. But he's going to be a massive danger, as they are. Sterling loves playing against us.
Yeah.
If you remember, for Liverpool, he was always a problem. So, look, it's going to be tough, but we've just got to hope. Like a few years ago, whenever Bale was there and things, you know, remember that game where 1-0 down and we destroyed them 3-1? You know, look, it's at White Hart Lane. We can do it. The crowd will be up for it. Hopefully, if we beat Arsenal as well.
We've got so many new players, Cole.
And
they're upgrades, in my opinion.
I definitely.
I think they're better players. So
There's a bit more steel about us. I think our biggest thing is if we lose, you know, we don't want one of those silly losses against Man City.
No.
You know, where we look poor and we look stupid. You know, I want to be in the game, you know, fighting the whole way.
2-3, 1-2, if it's a loss. None of these, you know, capitulations of 4-0.
No 3 or 4 nils.
You know, if we do go 1 or 2 down, you know, sort of don't lose your heads. You know, keep, you know, defend it, defend for the next 25 minutes so that they don't get another one. And then, you know, and then they get a bit cocky and then we can maybe go from there.
Definitely.
But we'll see. All right, buddy.
Yeah, well, we'll see. And, you know, look, it's been a good week for us. Fingers crossed, you know, for tomorrow night, you know, we'll have a massive win. And it's always great to be the Arsenal, so it is.